Since my trip out on Monday, I've just been doing short trips. I haven't had the time to be able to go anywhere, although I'd like to. I'd like to be in the situation where I could just say, okay, let's take a trip somewhere and go and find a charging point and head there and come back again and maybe do a photobomb photo while I'm there. These are the photobomb photos that people are doing at the PlugShare app. They are going to a place and taking a picture of themselves, hiding behind the charger maybe, or sort of sticking the head into the frame and basically sort of photobombing the photo that they're putting up onto PlugShare. It's a little bit of fun. Why not? I've done one myself when I was at the place in Olot, and I also did one in Barcelona, last time I was in Barcelona. Anyway, so basically I'm just sort of going with the flow at the moment, easy journeys and stuff. Now, the funny thing is that the other day I arrived at work and the car wouldn't lock. I don't know what was going on. Switched the car off, switched back on again, and still the car wouldn't lock. So then, instead of parking where I normally park, I had to move the car into a place where I could keep an eye on it while I was working. That wasn't a problem. And then a bit later on, I was able to get back into it again, and I fiddled with some stuff, tried a few things, and I managed to get it parked again. I thought the battery had gone in the key fob, to be quite honest, and I was going to wait until I got back home and then try the other key fob I got spare at home and see if that worked. But before that, I was able to get it working again, so that was something. But in the meantime, while I was having all this happen to me with not being able to lock the car, I did also find out that it's possible. One of the comments that was put on my post about that on Facebook, in the Facebook group, 2018 Nissan Leaf. If you're not in there already, have a look in there if you want to be a 2018 Nissan Leaf owner. Anyway, it's in these comments. What happened was is someone put up that you can lock the car pressing the button on the handle. I knew I could unlock it so that when you get to the car and you've got your key sort of maybe in your pocket or in a bag close by, that you can basically sort of press the button and it will unlock and you can jump straight in without having to get the key out and press any buttons or anything like that, which is great. And now I know that you can do it to lock the car when you walk away from it as well. So I haven't been able to do any long trips and get some enjoyment out of the car because I've been so busy with work and not been able to just get away. But today I do have to make a trip down to the airport to Barcelona. It's on the other side of Barcelona, and on a Sunday evening going from where I work and where I live, it's going to be kind of busy because there's a whole lot of traffic that basically sort of travels from the beaches and so on and the holiday sort of area back into Barcelona. So and the time I'm going to be going as well to get to the airport is going to be sort of later in the evening, so it's going to be absolutely chock-a-block with transport, traffic and all that sort of stuff, which I'm actually looking forward to, be quite honest, because it means I'll be able to get some full use out of the Pro Pilot Assist, providing it's still working for me. So far during the week while I've been heading into work and back again, I've been using Pro Pilot Assist and it's been not a problem. But I have been finding that when I've been driving more than, say, 50 or 60 kilometres, that starts playing up after that and the radar sensor misbehaves. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. I'm going to be driving into Barcelona and basically hoping that the Pro Pilot Assist behaves itself the whole trip there and back. I'm going to be picking up my daughter-in-law and my two grandchildren from the airport. And what I'm planning is that I'm going to give myself plenty of time so that I can get to the airport, time to park up and go in and pick them up and collect them. But I also want to charge up. Now, in the PlugShare app and a few other apps as well, I've been looking and seeing what chargers are around the area. And there's one that's very close to the airport, so I'm going to go for that one. If I don't manage to get into that one and say it's been used or something like that, there are a couple of other options around as well. So it's always good to have a couple of plan Bs or maybe even a plan C as well. So that's what I'm going to be doing today and enjoying my little trip. And it's going to be motorway, that's the only thing. But on the other hand, the fact that it's going to be motorway and a lot of traffic, it's going to be going slower moving. So because of that, I probably won't use as much juice as I would do otherwise. So it's going to work out okay. I probably could get there and back just with one charge. But, well, watches, binging, bonging, making noises. That's what you could hear in the background there. So I probably could get there with one charge there and back. And if it really came to me, I could do that. I might sort of have to sort of drive a bit slower on the way back, perhaps, depending on how fast I drive on the way there and how much juice I use out of the battery. So I'm looking forward to that anyway, to seeing how that worked out with a slightly longer trip. And I think my grandchildren are going to be very pleased and very delighted to be in an electric car. Probably won't notice, actually, because they're still quite young. But anyway, I'll tell them all about it anyway. The young boy, he might be sort of willing to get the story about the electric cars, and I can start indoctrinating them. Besides, anyway, when it comes time for him to start driving cars in, goodness, a lot of years away yet, but he will go straight to electric cars, not like the rest of us that have to go to petrol and diesel and whatever else first. Maybe there'll be some other sort of cars out as well. Maybe there's going to be some hydrogen cars, but I don't think so. I reckon hydrogen's more for the sort of buses and trains and the larger vehicles, because of the problems of dealing with hydrogen in smaller vehicles. Anyway, so that's my chat for today, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. Don't forget to go and have a look at the Facebook page, 2018 Nissan Leaf Owners. Have a look at the page for the 20 Questions podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast and some sort of podcatcher where you can leave a review, please do so, because it helps other people find the podcast. And maybe you could even sort of send me a audio and let me know something about how your experience is with electric cars. Maybe you've even just got a question. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.